Conor Brophy is here now with business.
Rachel, AIB has said it's on track of reaching its target of returning to a pre-provision operating profit in 2013. That's an operating profit before at least setting aside money to cover expected loan losses. It said its loan portfolios are performing in line with expectations, and those bad debt provisions for 2013 are expected to be significantly lower than 2012 levels based on current expected economic performance. Now, wholesale gas and crude prices fell significantly during April. That contributed to a 12% drop in energy prices as calculated by the Bord Gáis Energy Index. John Heffernan is power trader at Bord Gáis Energy. John, I mentioned there the fall in crude oil prices and gas prices, quite a significant drop during April then as a result of that. But what's the overall trend here in terms of our energy prices?
Yeah, the overall trend, I think, in the short term anyway, we just have to watch the downward pressure which we've seen in April. I think if you look at oil prices, we're seeing them come off about $10 in the month of April, which is significant. It went down to about $100 a barrel. That's the first time we've been down there since July of last year. So what's driving that really is that we're seeing an increase in the amount of oil production coming out of the North Sea. We saw two oil fields come back from repair. We're seeing European demand fall down to levels not seen since 1985. And we're seeing as well European refineries are finding it hard to compete versus the US refineries, which have an advantage from all the shale oil that they have there. We're seeing OPEC spare capacity increase about 3 million barrels a day. So that's given the world a bit of a relief. We're seeing diminishing geopolitical concerns in the month of April. Now, that seemed to have changed given the Israeli strikes in Syria at the weekend. But then the economic news coming out of China is also weak in industrial production, retail sales, fixed asset investment, growth. So all this kind of stuff is feeding through to oil prices and it put downward pressure in the month of April.
You touched on it there in passing, but this whole increase in supply in the United States and the emergence of shale oil and gas as being a significant contributor to US reserves seems to be something of a game changer.
Yes, definitely does. I think even if you look at the statistics last week, their stock levels hit an 82-year high, nearly 400 million barrels now that they have in stock, and they're seeing production increase 20% in the year. So what's happening then is that you're seeing light sweet crude oil that was being imported by the US no longer being imported, and they're saying going forward that the heavier, sourer crudes that came from the Middle East, the US won't need them anymore either. They'll be getting them from Canada. So you could see that there's more OPEC oil then available to other countries, and that will put downward pressure then on the prices, because saying OPEC countries will have to compete to get their products into refinery markets, and do that then they'll have to reduce the prices. So you're seeing the US become more independent, and I think in December of last year 88% of its energy came from domestic sources as opposed to having to import that, and I think the imports have fallen 40% since 2005-2012. So it is a major game changer, and people are saying that demand now is an inflection point as well, because you're seeing weaknesses because of the economic situation, because people are being more efficient with it as well. And there's people talking about the whole commodity super cycle, which has gone on for 13 years, that could be coming to an end. So you could see oil prices down to about $90 a barrel in the near term if it all pans out. But then obviously we have the geopolitical stuff, it's always there and it's always lurking in the background. And what we've seen at the weekend, the Israeli strikes, you connect Hezbollah, Damascus and Tehran, and that's kind of a menacing mix there. So that we've seen prices there in the last couple of days increased by about $5. So there is certainly things that were pushing the price down, but there's also the geopolitical issues which are keeping it high and keeping that risk premium in the market.
John Heffernan, power trader at Bord Gáis Energy, thank you. Aer Lingus's passenger figures in April down 2.5% overall compared to the same month last year. The discrepancy explained in part, says the airline, by the vagaries of when Easter Sunday falls. It was in April last year, which boosted the 2012 passenger numbers, but was in March this year, so Aer Lingus got the benefit of the tourism boost in that month rather than in April. In currency news, the euro at $1.309 this morning and 84.2 pence sterling.
Thanks a million, Conor.